Every year on August 9th, South Africa celebrates National Women's Day. This year, pen maker Bic posted an ad on Facebook celebrating the day as well. It showed an attractive, young, smiling woman in a business suit with this slogan: "Look like a girl, act like a lady, think like a man, work like a boss," with the hashtag Happy Women's Day. Now, you probably wouldn't be surprised if I told you that ad made a lot of South African women very unhappy. Bic has now apologized and removed the ad from its Facebook page. Pearl Boshamane wrote about the incident for the Sunday Times in South Africa, and she joins us now from her newsroom in Johannesburg. Pearl, when you saw this Bic ad, what did you think?
I actually couldn't believe that ad went out in the first place. I did a double take. I couldn't believe that they were, excuse my words, stupid enough to do such a thing.
Yeah, I mean, does that ad fall in step with any other ad campaigns in South Africa recently that have been sexist, or is this just a totally rare thing these days in advertising there?
No, it's not really a rare thing. The standard of South African advertising, this is a huge generalization, but you find that a lot of adverts tend to be very simplistic and lazy in how they approach people of different ethnicities and women as well. So it was just another reason for us to roll our eyes, because it's like, this has been going on for so long. People still don't know how to talk to women or how to speak about women. Like, we're foreign creatures and cease to exist until it is August the 9th, or now August is Women's Month.
Yeah, right.
For the past couple of years. And it's like, that's the only time anybody really tries to speak to us beyond, for instance, tampon adverts. And then when they do try to speak to us, it's always a disaster.
And the outcry has been huge, I understand. Did that start as a kind of grassroots effort, or was it women's rights activists who got it started?
No, it actually started just on Twitter. I saw it on my timeline, and it was a male writer, Tom Eaton, who had shared the picture. And it was just like, oh my goodness, what the hell? And I shared it on my Facebook, and people all around were just, you know, doing it like that. It wasn't necessarily like an organization got involved. It was just people on Twitter and on Facebook were just like, what in the actual hell is this? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, Bic is a massive company known worldwide. Is that part of the issue here, too, that how could a company be so tone deaf?
Absolutely. And also, you know, if you think back when they had their pens for her, did they not learn anything from that?
Yeah, the pens for her, that goes back to 2012, right? That was like pink and purple pens for women.
So silly. What is a pen for a woman? Come on.
South Africa's Minister for Women's Affairs, Susan Shabangu, did she weigh in on this?
Not as far as I know. She usually doesn't really weigh in on much about women's issues. When she used to be, before she was, I think, the mining minister, and there was a time when she was giving a speech at a girls' high school, and she was telling girls that they must not chew gum and go out with boys, and they mustn't have babies, and it was just such a horrible thing to say to teenage girls. And there was a time last year when there was a talk that the Department of Women was having, and they had a male speaker who said something like, feminism is un-African. And the minister, Susan Shabangu, nodded. Like, that was it. She agreed with him. And it's just like, we just know it's not a department we look to for anything.
So South Africa, as you well know, has one of the highest rates of violence against women in the world. Do you feel like your government is taking that issue on in an effective way?
No, definitely not. I think the amazing thing about South Africa is our constitution. Our constitution is just so progressive when it comes to rape, when it comes to same-sex marriages, for instance. We're one of the first countries to legalize it. It's been about 10 years now. People's rights are protected so beautifully in the constitution, but the people in charge of implementing the system and helping to protect us don't do so, not as effectively as they can anyway.
Pearl, do you link the Bic ad to the ineffectiveness of the South African government to deal with violence against women? Is there a connection?
I don't think there's a direct connection. I do think there's a connection in the attitudes that advertisers and brands would have towards women, and the attitudes that people in power would have towards women. Because I feel like if we were empowered, not just on paper, but in reality, then advertisers and brands would be a lot more, they think a lot more about how they approach women or advertise to women, or even just, you know, people of color. But that's not the case.
Bic has since apologized for the ad. What did it say?
The initial apology was, you know, non-apology, which was, sorry if you were offended, which, come on, that's not an apology. Not only did they not really apologize, but they actually took the words from somebody else from this just a horrible blog post. Then when people started attacking them for the non-apology and taking them to task, then they had another apology where they were saying, okay, we are really sorry about this. We have now deleted the offending post. We'll be a lot more careful when we do such posts in the future. I hope that's the case.
Pearl Boshamane, a reporter with the Sunday Times in South Africa, speaking with me from Johannesburg. Thank you so much, Pearl.
Thank you.